Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. Merry Christmas. Tom, Kelly, and I wish you the happiest of holidays. Joni is lucky she has the day off, and so we wish her a Merry Christmas, too. Hopefully Santa brought you everything you wanted. I was on Santa's good list because I received great presents. I'm going to tell you about a few of them. And also, we're going to hope to catch you before you make a big mistake in your landscape. It should be a mandatory resolution every year. Tom and I will discuss that. Hour number two, we're also answering your gardening questions, and we'd love to hear from you. You can give Tom and I a call, 407-916-5400, and you can tell us what Santa brought you. Or you can text us anytime at 23680. So join Tom, Kelly, and me for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. The system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182. 800-238-9182. 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. We're here live with Tom and Kelly, and we can take your phone call. So thank you for calling in. We've got Patty and Nancy on the lines, and we'll get right to them. The cold front came through on Christmas Day, just like a big winter storm. The last time I heard the wind blow like that with the whirling noises and the swooshes, Tony and I were up north in a nor'easter. So did you hear the wind howling at your house on Christmas Day? Well, this is just a part of the winters that we get here in Florida, 80 degrees one day and then 40s and 30s the next day. We had the lowest temperatures on Christmas Day since 1983. Tom, do you remember that winter freeze in 83?
I certainly do, yes. And it was cold. And we lost power at that time in 83. So
yep.
we went over to our in-laws' house for dinner, and we were without power. It was out without power all night. Amazing. Cold.
It was, and so, you know, we are having it this year, too, as well. Well, it's winter time, and so we should expect a little bit of cold temperatures. Florida winters, though, always give me a chill because I start to see crepe murder in the landscapes, where people are just hacking their crepe myrtles right down to the nubs. And, you know, it's a myth that you need to cut crepe myrtles. So when should you cut them? How should you prune them? Well, Tom and I are going to discuss that. You know, you want to stay tuned for that. Thank you for joining us. Two of your New Year's resolutions should be to like our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens, and then also tell your friends and family about our program. We're live today so they can listen right in and they can call us with their gardening questions. Also, too, you can go to the betterlawns.com website and you could download the programs if you miss it or you want to go back and hear what we said during the first hour when you were sleeping nicely and warmly in your bed. You can go onto Better Lawns and Gardens and you can listen to the first hour when it's a little bit warmer and the sun is out. Okay, you could also get my newsletter, which is going to be coming out for January next week. It is a monthly newsletter. It's free and you just go to my website www.she-consulting.com, she-consulting.com, and join there. I don't give you any spam, so it's good. So this month in January, I'm going to be talking about my 10 favorite plants for 2021, the 10 gardening books you should have in your library, and a few of them are Tom's books, and my New Year's gardening resolution, so you can hear all about that. So speaking about books, Tom, I'm very excited. I want to talk about my 3 gardening books that I received from Santa, and I'm looking forward to reading them. And they're not your usual bestseller list ones, but I think they're going to be a lot of fun. One is A Spirit of Place. Spirit of Place. It's by Bill Noble, and it's the story of a New England garden and its creator. He walks through his garden, and he describes the history of the home, and it's in the 1800s, and the garden that it created. So I'm very excited about that one. I'm looking forward to it because I like, when we go up to New England, I like to look at the gardens, and I try and replicate them here in Florida. So it'll be a good book to follow. Also, A History of Garden Tools. That's by Bill Laws, and I love history and trivia and little details. So this is going to be a fascinating book, and I'll probably have a segment on it in the next few weeks about the garden tools and how they were invented.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Sounds like a good one.
It is. It's going to be one. And then my last book that I got, I am totally interested in. It's called The Earth in Her Hands by Jennifer Jewell. And it talks about the 75 extraordinary women working in the world of plants. And 3 of the women in the book I know or I've worked with. Julie Moore Mercevi, she was the designer for the International Builders Show in 2005. And I helped her design the landscape for the Not So Big House in 2005. So I'm very excited about that. So how about taking some calls, Tom?
Sounds fine, but I got one question for you. When
sure.
do you find time to read all these books?
Well, I tell you, they are, and I read them in bits and pieces. You know, when I'm sitting, in between going from coming home and relaxing, I'll take a few minutes to read then. And then at nighttime, I read a lot. So in the early morning hours of like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, you'll find me reading.
Wow, I'm in bed.
Okay, so go ahead.
I'm in bed creating my own stories. Okay, let's get to the callers.
There you go. All right, we'll talk about Tom's dreams at a later time here. So we're going to go to Patty in Tallahassee. Good morning, Patty. What can
good
we help
morning.
You with?
Hey, good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas. Yeah. How can we help
One
you
week
today?
Ago. What's that?
How can we help you today?
1 week ago, I planted a persimmon tree and a satsuma tree, and they're about 3.5-4 feet tall. And so, of course, I covered them the last 2 nights. But what advice do you have for somebody that just planted these trees and I don't want them to die?
Well, the persimmon shouldn't have any trouble. They're cold hardy. It certainly won't hurt to protect them or cover them. The satsuma, is a hardy citrus tree, especially on the trifoliate rootstock. But still, it's a young tree, so that stands a chance of being damaged. So it's smart to protect that one. But both of them should be good survivors there with the care you're giving them. And just make sure the soil stays moist. And when about the end of February, early March comes around, fertilize them. And you should be doing fine. Are you concerned that they may be damaged by cold or what?
No, just wanted general advice. Haven't done this before.
Oh, yeah. Good for you. Yeah, she's calling at a great time. She got a new plant, and she's calling for advice. Tom is correct. You want to make sure that just stay moist and not too wet, but moist, and then fertilizing them in the springtime.
Yeah, how cold did it get there last night? Beverly called in and said it hit about 30. What was it at your house?
What did they say? The airport maybe was 22.
Really?
Wow, 22.
Well, I haven't stepped out yet to see the actual thing in my yard.
Yeah.
I might give me 1 second. And then I think it was 27, the one before.
Okay.
Yeah, this says about 25. Yep.
25.
My good, 25 degrees. Well, thank you so much. Well, your plants should just be fine. It's not going to stay cold that long this time, so you'll do just fine. Thank you for calling in.
Fertilize February, March then.
Exactly. And if you get my newsletter, Patty, I'll tell you when.
Well, thank you very much, y'all. Appreciate it.
Welcome. Thank Bye-bye. You. I love that, y'all.
We want to remind everybody we are live, and we'll be live day after New Year's, next Saturday also. So feel free to give us a call or text us at 23680.
We have a call from Nancy in Mount Dora. Good morning, Nancy. Merry Christmas.
Well, good morning. Ho, ho, ho to you all.
Ho, ho, ho to you too.
Well, my husband's office does have some crepe myrtles that we'd like to murder.
Oh.
And I know you're going to talk about crepe myrtles later, but I wanted to bring these particular ones up. They're very tall, 20 to 30 feet. And, of course, when the office was built and the landscaping was put in, they had to do what they did. There was, like, no choice. And they were put in about 2004, currently about 20 to 30 feet. Very gangly. They're not well kept. They haven't been pruned or anything of the dead
shape,
wood.
Yeah.
So they're tall, they're ugly, there's moss, and I'm saying let's just cut them off to where we can reach. So we're not going to murder them all the way to the ground, but at least where we can reach them, and then let them grow from there where at least they're low enough to manage. Because no, I help them with the gardening, and we don't really want to spend any more money than we need to on the landscaping. So that's the other issue. So what do you think?
Tom?
I don't have any problem with it. It sounds like they were the wrong plant in the place. And
yes.
That there was probably no choice at that time. So
no.
If you prune out the dead, selectively take the limbs back to the proper height or height that you'd like, they do such things in trees I'm going to talk about a little bit called pollarding, and one of our tree specialists says he does that in his own yard. I think it ruins the shape and the looks of the crepe myrtle. They're so beautiful. But it's a plant that no matter what you do to it, normally survives. I don't know. Teresa, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't mind taking the 20 to 30 foot, tall, mature crepe myrtles down, 4 or 5 feet and trimming them off, shape them. And again, just select certain branches to cut back. And Tom, how do you feel about cutting them diagonally instead of just hacking them straight across?
Yeah, I like the diagonal cuts myself.
Yeah, cut them diagonally and they'll be able to flush out a little bit healthier and they're not going to get those nubs on the end, Nancy.
Yeah, so cut them, the branches lower, a little shorter to give them some kind of diagonal. Let me think. Okay. Yeah. Oh,
diagonally,
diagonal.
You're cutting them. You're going to cut them at an angle instead of straight across.
Yeah, make your wounds at
the
an angle.
Top, so it'll angle down that the branches at the bottom will be a little bit longer.
Well, what
yes.
you talk about when you make a pruning cut, instead of just cutting it right straight across.
Right.
Cut at
right.
a little bit of angle, yeah.
And collarding, I thought that could only be done on younger trees. Can it be done on any age tree?
Yeah, you can do it, in crepe myrtles especially. Now, I wouldn't do it on oak trees and things like that.
Right.
Crepe myrtles, they're normally survivors. I only had one instance where I did it myself. I cut the crepe myrtles back, and it was the variety Tuscarora, and I had three of them, and I cut them back, and all three of them died.
Oh.
I have no idea why. I do have to warn you that there's always a possibility, but normally they're tough, durable, and come back out. So I guess what Teresa and I are saying, you have our permission.
Yeah, well, you do. And as long as you don't do it every year and just so harshly, it's the hacking back. It's the cutting straight across and you're not even taking care. You know, Carol, I know you don't want to spend money on an arborist or anything, but, you know, just taking the time to just do it judiciously and cut diagonally at an angle and thin them out, and they'll look so much better.
Yeah, and I figure if we cut them as high as we can get, like on a ladder safely, that will still prevent the murder part of what happens. So
yes, it will.
All right, sounds
okay.
good. We are.
You have our permission.
Sunnier yeah. day to take care of them.
Thank you so much, Nancy. Great question.
Happy New Year, you guys.
Happy New Year too. Thank you,
Tom. We have Carol in Winter Park, but we're going to wait. Carol, just hang on just a few minutes. We're going to take more of your calls. We're coming up on a hard break. If you have a gardening question, now is the time to call us at 407-916-5400. Or you can text Tom at 23680. He really loves those. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
This holiday season, have fun, but please be responsible. One foolish act can ruin 1,000 other great ones. Please, don't drive, walk, or bike while impaired by drugs or alcohol. Take a stand. Have a plan before you head to the party. And when driving through a parking lot, always stay alert and keep an eye out for pedestrians. Pedestrians, never walk too close to the back of vehicles or assume that drivers can see you. Alert tonight, alive tomorrow, because safety doesn't happen by accident.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life, and they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search and easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com. And see what everyone is talking about.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. The system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo.
Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Did you get a did you get a garden gift that you have a question on? Well, if you received one for Christmas and you don't know what to do with it, give us a call. Tom and I are here live waiting for you, 407-916-5400. And Tom, we have Carol in Winter Park. Good morning, Carol. Merry Christmas.
Hello, Carol.
Merry Christmas. Oh, the program is so great today, and it's timely. A dear friend gave me seed pods from a white crepe myrtle, and I want to know the right way to start these.
You know, they're so easy to start. The seeds are inside. I just get some potting mix and just sow them across the top and cover them very lightly. Teresa, what do you think?
I think that's exactly right. They do spring up. You know, they germinate very easily in the landscape, so you'll have no trouble. I would do 3 to 5 or as many as you have. Do them all up and then decide where you're going to plant them.
Oh, so I shouldn't start them in a tray then. I should do them right out there in the yard.
No, I would start them in a pot. I would start them in a pot.
Yeah. And you open up those seed pods, and the seed should be in there. And then
she said the seeds are real tiny, tiny, so spread them out.
Yeah, that's right. They're small, but not that small. You'll be able to see them without any trouble, and just spread them out, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure, and you can even just put them all in the one pot. If you get like a 1 gallon or a 3 gallon pot, put the soil in it and just plant them on the top very lightly, cover them lightly, and then see which ones germinate, and then you can just kind of move them to a new pot, or once they get tall enough, you can put them out in the landscape.
Wonderful. Now, do you water these regular, or how do you do that?
Yeah, keep the soil moist. Yeah, I go out and feel the soil daily, and if it starts to dry on the top very much, then you moisten it, yeah.
Sure. Stick your finger in the ground. If it's cool, moist, or damp, you don't need to, but you do want to keep them moist, not wet, moist.
Right, and also I had bought some poinsettias last year, and guess what? They're blooming profusely this year. They did great.
Wow,
great
job.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I got a lot of good hints from you, and I want to wish you all a happy new year, too, because you really keep me up to speed. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Carol. Happy new year.
Happy new year.
We're going to go to Mark in Lakeland. Good morning, Mark. How can we help you?
Hello, Mark. Good morning. Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas.
How cold did you get, Mark?
I would say it got down to about 31, so we got below freezing. I love this Christmas cold weather.
Wow.
It's a perfect background.
Yeah. I have a couple of quick questions. First of all, I have a pomegranate a tree or bush, whatever you would call it. It produced exactly one fruit last year, but I have to admit we didn't fertilize it or anything. So I wonder what type of fertilizer and when we should fertilize the tree.
You probably heard Ed talking about fertilizers for fruit trees, and he just recommends a general balance fertilizer, which would be fine, 666, 888, 10-10-10. And we probably do it about three times a year with the pomegranate, once in March, once in May, once in August. And you probably could come back in early October with another light feeding. But it's probably not that important what the fertilizer is, as long as it's just a general fertilizer. What do you think, Teresa?
I think that's exactly right. You know, the balanced fertilizer gives them all the nutrients they need for leaves, roots, and flowers, and fruit. So, you know, just they're very simple fertilizers to use. You don't need to do anything expensive or, you know, unusual.
Okay. And my second question, by the way, thank you. The American Phenomenon Lavender, how much success have you all had? And then do you think I can grow it in Lakeland? And should I have it in a pot? And where, or could I plant it? And so where? Southern exposure or front shade or whatever.
What kind of plant did you say? I'm sorry, I didn't understand it.
The American Phenomenon Lavender.
Oh,
here in Lakeland. And where should I plant it, or should I just keep it in a clay pot?
Oh no, Tom! I have to show you. I'm gonna take pictures this week. The Phenomenon Lavender that I put into my Tuscany farmhouse in Winter Garden. It's doing amazing. You want to do full sun and not a lot of water because they like dry conditions, and you know, regular fertilizer off and on, but or three times a year is fine. But the Phenomenal Lavender should do well in Lakeland.
Oh, so it will survive like heat, the hot, humid summer here.
It's heat tolerant. That's what Southern Living's saying. And so, Tom, it's doing really well. So I know you were going to ask on how that was doing, but it's doing really well. I'll post pictures on the Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page this week.
Yeah, you experimented.
Thank you. That's encouraging.
Yeah, that's good news. Yeah.
It is good.
Well, thank you all. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mark. Thank you. And we're going to go to John in Longwood. Good morning, John. How can we help you?
Good morning. Merry Christmas. I've got two quick questions about a couple of hybrid tea roses that are in my front garden. They've both been in a year. Now, the one that's called Summer Sunshine, yellow blooms, but after they bloom, it's they're very loose and they just kind of fall apart really quickly. Does the bush need something that I'm not giving it?
No, that's pretty normal, I would think, as long as you're fertilizing regularly. We're fertilizing about once a month. Use one of the slow release products as a label, but yeah, it sounds like it's doing what it normally does. Teresa, what do you think?
Yeah, they don't live very long once they bloom. I mean, it's not like some of the other plants and perennials and ornamental plants that hold the blooms longer. Roses, once they bloom, that's pretty much it. So you're fine.
Okay. Well, I've got one, and I've got another one that should bloom lilac-colored flowers, and it has not bloomed at all. It's growing, and it's healthy, but there's just been no bloom.
How often are you fertilizing?
Probably not often enough.
Yeah. The other thing is, some rose varieties are not meant for Florida, and you'll get ones that won't flower at all, and that does happen, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ship them up to your friends up north.
What do you recommend as a fertilized product?
Any of the general fertilizers normally fine.
Yeah.
You can get special rose fertilizers, and they work very well also. But any general fertilizer will do fine if it's a landscape fertilizer.
So just like Miracle-Gro and something like that?
It's a fine product, and they do have a rose special.
Okay.
Okay,
very good.
Okay,
right.
Thank you, John.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you so much. If you'd like to give us a call, you can call us at 407-916-5400, and we can help. Tom, I feel like they call in and they just confess their sins.
Yeah. Well, the roses, you know, the climbers, some of the old climbing varieties that are worse, you plant them in our landscapes and you never see a bloom from them.
And then also, too, there's ones that only bloom once a year, and then there's ones that bloom, you know, multiple times throughout the season. And so you just got to understand what kind of rose you have, get the name, and, you know, give us a call on it, and we can help you with that. We have Jean in Winter Park. Good morning, Jean. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Hello, Jean. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you as well. I would like you to clarify something on the crepe myrtles. I have some, unfortunately, they have the big gnarly knobs. Can I cut below that on the angle so I can get rid of that hideous look?
I have my permission.
Okay. On one of the crepe myrtles, I have a multitude of sort of like suckers that are coming up from the bottom, just away from the tree itself. Can I let those go ahead and grow up? Because that area I would prefer to have a bush-like rather than a tall crepe myrtle.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, crepe myrtles are a shrub-like plant, so they're not usually having just a single trunk. We train them to do that. We cut them to do that. So if you want to make them a shrub, they can.
I will definitely do that. And is there anything available to the general public to be able to take care of orchids? I have some that have been neglected, and there's roots coming all over. I'm calling them roots. They're the pieces that are coming and from the orchid all around the plant.
Yeah. They're roots. How,
how can I clean those up? Should I just take them out of the pot completely and cut some of that back and then put it back into new medium?
Yeah, you can do that. Now, you got to remember those roots are back in the plant, especially ones that are, you know, looking nice and alive. If they're dead or declining, you can cut them off. But
they're very much alive. In fact, they're ready to bloom. I didn't want to touch them until after they went through the blooming. I figured it would be too much stress on them to be blooming and to handle them like that. Should I wait until after the blooms have faded out? Then
ahead. Oh, yes.
Yeah, wait. Okay.
Yeah, no, go ahead and wait. And if you want to, the University of Florida, just, you know, do an internet search on UF and EDIS, E-D-I-S, and orchids, and the publication will come up for that. And then there's also the American Society of Orchids has really good information on their website on how to propagate and transplant orchids.
Marvelous. I will start, I will definitely check it out. Thank you so much. Have a
Thank
great
you, Jean. Yeah. You too.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate that.
Bye.
Okay. Tom?
Nope.
Bye. Let's see if we can take Richard real quick in Tallahassee, and then we have Angela in Melbourne, but we'll probably take that on the next break or after the next break. Richard in Tallahassee, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year, y'all. How y'all doing?
Doing
Fine.
Great.
How about you? How about you? How cold?
I'm doing 29 is what we are now.
Okay.
It's cold. I'm sick of it.
I hate to tell you,
my
Richard.
Question is, my wife in her old house, she had beautiful gardenias, and I got her one this year for Christmas. It's only in a 3-gallon bucket, and I got it from a pretty reputable place here in town. Does that thing get all sun? Because I got to figure out where I'm going to put it.
Yeah, full sun to very light shade.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they'll bloom better for you.
How long before you think it may start blooming? A couple of years?
No, this year. You could get blooms this
really?
Year. Possible, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure. And even just planting it may kind of stimulate it into blooming if you do that. So, yeah, it'll bloom for you this spring.
So I can go ahead and plant it next couple of days, right?
You know, with the temperatures being what they are at this point, I would hold it. Yeah, I would wait. Teresa, what do you think?
Yeah, I would wait, too. It's just a little precarious right now. We're supposed to get another cold snap next weekend, New Year's Eve, and then we got a couple more in January. So I would probably wait till mid to late January and see what it's like then. And it'll stay in the pot, Tom, another couple of months easy, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, no problems at all. Yep.
Wait till the springtime.
One more thing. When I plant, do I fertilize automatically or do I wait?
I'd wait till it's in the ground for about 3 or 4 weeks, then put down the fertilizer.
Yeah, and my rule of thumb, Richard, when you see new growth, then the shrub has adapted to that area, and you can easily, you know, fertilize any time after that. When you see new growth.
Thank you all so very much. I sure do appreciate it.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Happy New Year to you.
All right, we're going to take a break right now, but we can take your phone calls, 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. He's got a couple of those if you'd like. We'd really love to talk with you. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm here with Tom. New Year's weekend is next weekend. We're going to be live, and so you're going to want to go for that. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life.
and they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Tom and I are here live. We can take your gardening questions. You can give us a call at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. We've had a great morning. It's a great way to end 2020 and start 2021. We will be live again next weekend too as well. So please catch us then. We're going to go to Angela in Melbourne. Good morning, Angela. How cold did it get there this morning?
Well, actually, my outdoor thermometer is not working. It broke. So I really don't know, and that's one of the reasons I'm calling. But I actually went out of town. I just got back late last night, and the reason I didn't expect the trip. I was gone for 2 days, and so I was not here really in time because I didn't get back until the middle of the night. I was too tired to monkey, but it was cold. But I did not cover the several crotons that I have that are only 2 foot tall. And I'm wondering, the material that I have is kind of a canvas type of thing. I mean, it's not really canvas, but it's a heavy, heavy cloth, but it weighs a lot. And I wondered, is that something that I should use, or should I find some kind of old blanket to cover those when we get the next frost? I mean, they still look like they're alive, but I'm worried about it.
It depends on how heavy that fabric is. In most cases, a plant can support the fabric, and something that has a thick weave to it is what you want. But either a blanket or that canvas-like material would be fine. You can always put a stake or pole up to support
it. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, that would stay up. Okay. Well, and how far down do you put it? I mean, you want to cover even the root area, I suppose.
Yeah. So, I mean, just let it lay on the ground and cover it.
Yeah. You know, I figure also a few broken limbs is better than a totally dead plant. So even if you can't stake it up, throw it across the top of it and let them go all the way to the ground. And if we have winds like we have had with this recent one, then you're going to have to put some stones or bricks or something there to hold it down so it doesn't blow around.
Yeah.
And then, Angela, it still may get a little, you know, frost damage, but it should come right back. So I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay. But crotons are sensitive, though, aren't they?
32
yes, they
degrees.
Are.
32. Yeah. I'm scared because my landscape got down to 32, and I have a lot of crotons. So I'm going to go out and check it, but I only had 32 for about an hour, so we'll see.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate what you do, and I'm just amazed that you're there today. God bless you both.
Oh, thank you so much, Angela. Happy New Year. Thank you for calling. If you'd like your gardening questions answered, you can give us a call at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. Let him know you're there. You can just wish him a Happy New Year, too. Tom, what kind of text messages do we have?
I've got one for both of us here. It's kind of interesting. It says, I got a pack of 25 plant labels. The part you push into the ground has a hole in it. What is the purpose of the hole? And he says, is it to hang them up till using them? I've got my theory. What do you think?
I think that you put a little wire in it and you can, you know, wrap it around a branch so that it just hangs and you know where it is. You don't have to stick it in the ground.
Yeah, that would be my guess also.
Yay!
that you can use it either way that you want. And I was thinking also garden centers may do that and put the name of the plant on it and hang it on the plant so when you take it home, you'll know what it is and you can put it in the ground.
Yeah, that's a good reason. Yeah, no, that makes sense. You know, so many things, once you figure out how that's supposed to be used, you go, oh, yeah, that's a great way to do it. So what do you usually mark? I find that I use a magic marker or a heavy felt tip pen to mark on it. But what do you use, a pen, pencil?
I usually use a pencil, or I'll use one of these indelible permanent markers, something like that. But they're all not permanent, that's for sure. So you're still going to have to redo them from time to time.
There you go. Well, we do want your text messages, 23680, or you can give us a call at 407-916-5400. If you have a gardening question, now is the time to call. We've just got a few more minutes. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
A few years ago, my wife Ann and I were in Bethlehem and noticed some sheep and a shepherd on the hillside. Our guide said in Jesus' day, the male lamb was swaddled in cloth to protect it from blemish. Why? Because only the best sheep without blemishes would be set aside for sacrifice in the temple. Think about the parallel to Jesus' birth. It was foretold to the shepherds that they would find him wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. This had to stun them, this baby like a sacrificial lamb. Yes, Jesus, the sinless Lamb of God, would sacrifice his life on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin. As you celebrate this Christmas, ask God for a fresh appreciation of his mission to redeem mankind through Jesus. And it all began with a special baby, God's Son, wrapped in swaddling clothes. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Attention homeowners, do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now at Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We've had a great show today, lots of good phone calls. If you've missed any of today's show, you can always find it on Better Lawns and Gardens website. It's betterlawns.com. You can also hear it on iHeartRadio, iTunes, and Amazon. And you can also find the podcast on my website, she-consulting.com. Let's go right to the phone calls, Tom. We have John in Tallahassee. Good morning, John. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to you all. Thank you. Question. I've got some very large azaleas that definitely need some pruning back, and I'm wondering when is the proper time of year. Can I do it in winter, or when's the best time?
Right after they finish flowering is when you go ahead and prune them. So you want to go ahead somewhere around, I don't know, probably about the end of March, early April. Would be the time when you'd be pruning. But as soon as they finish up flowering, get some of the dead wood out, thin them out, cut them back to the a few feet below what you want them to grow. Teresa, anything?
No, that's it. Don't cut them now, John. So wait till after they bloom in the springtime. April is a good time.
Got it. And how resilient are they to this cold? It's about 30 degrees last night.
Yeah, they're resistant. They're cold resistant. It might damage flower buds if you have anything out. I know some are blooming for you already.
Yeah. They'll grow up into Georgia, North Carolina. They're fine.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
We have Elizabeth in Palm Bay. Happy New Year, Elizabeth.
Hello, Elizabeth. Happy New Year to you. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question about my trashy yard. Lots of trash growing. And I wondered if I do put any weed and feed out there now. And then I wondered if I can use ryegrass after that.
Okay,
and also, at where the septic tank is, I feel like there's not enough dirt because it gets like brown spots. And I wondered if I can weed and feed and then put the grass seeds out or put some dirt on there.
Okay, well, here's
the story. And then the grass seed.
Yeah, here's the story on this, Elizabeth. What you find is that if you put a weed and feed out, many of the products will stop grass seed from germinating. So probably you're not going to be able to do the weed and feed. And also with these cool temperatures, weed and feeds are not going to be very effective. They're going to be slow and they may miss the weeds. So if you're going to do anything, if you want some temporary grass like ryegrass seed, you cut the lawn and then you just toss out the seed, water it in, might rake it lightly, and the ryegrass is going to grow. So and it's going to die out in about probably about mid-March. And then you have to decide what you're going to do there for weed control and new sod. Teresa.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Yeah. So
no, I would just say if you mow, you can keep the weeds down and so that they don't go to seed and, you know, come back again next year. So you definitely want to just put down the rice seed.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Have
Happy
fun.
New Year.
Happy New Year, Elizabeth. Tom, we have text messages?
Yeah, we've got a number of them here. Let's see. Here's just a comment. It says, an old bicycle tire works good for holding down a frost blanket. They must be talking about a bicycle tire with a rim and everything, I guess.
Maybe.
Something heavy. I use bricks and blocks and rocks and stuff like that. Here's one here. Do you think the pepper seeds I took out from the peppers I bought from the store last week will grow? It depends on how mature that pepper was. You know, if it's a nice, bright red, mature one, probably. You know, let them take them out, let them air dry, and sow them and see what you get. What do you think, Teresa?
I think that would be what I would try. There's so many seeds in peppers that, you know, you may get one or two germinations, maybe even more if they're lucky. So definitely let them go to the red portion because the green ones just are not ripe enough yet.
Yeah, and you don't know what you're going to get in the end. Most of them are hybrids. So you may get something that looks like the one you ate, or you may get something that's a different shape even.
It still tastes good. It may not look pretty, but it tastes good.
Yeah, that's right. Very quickly, is this a good time to plant a Drake elm?
Yes, it is. I don't mind it at all. I not necessarily do it during these frost days, but, you know, January Arbor Day is a time to plant trees. So that's on January 22nd, I think, this year. So go ahead and plant.
It's the third Friday in January this year, which is early. It's the 15th.
Oh, it is the 15th. Thank you so much. Okay.
It's early this year. And the other thing is, I'm not a big fan of Drake elms anymore. I've just seen them blow over too much, and when they get some age on them, they thin out, and I'm just not a Drake elm.
I am not a Drake elm fan, too. Well, Tom, we'd like to thank everyone who called in today and our texters. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. We're going to be live next week, January 2nd, to start the new year off right, so everybody can wipe your slate clean and we can start a new page there. We'll be here 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen to us. If you missed any of the program, you can go to betterlawns.com and listen in. Thank you so much to Ed. And Happy New Year, everyone. This is Florida's Talking Entertainment Network. I'm Teresa Watkins. See you next year.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.